Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek, episode number 122. I'm Mike Earl. Today, Randy is not with us. He ended up having to work late, or so he tells me, at least, I guess. Who knows what he's really doing, right? In an interesting change of format, it will just be me. I will go through the news of the week, and we will kick it from there. Today is October 3rd. We'll just kick right into it. Over the weekend, there was, there's always this list of the most valuable brands that comes out every year, and Coke has owned the number one spot for years now, and, this year, actually, Apple ended up in number one and Google in number two, both of them pushing Coke back all the way to number three. Quite the topple there by the trend in technology that obviously we're seeing in the world as a whole, just with everything moving forward. Everybody knows the Coke logo, but at this point we all obviously know Google and Apple as well. Toshiba announced that it will be cutting its staff in half, its TV division staff, I should say. I guess they're just not selling as many TVs. I don't know if it's due to a lack of... maybe people are finally, everybody's caught up to the flat screen technology world, or if they're just more technology behind it, maybe robots building it, I'm not sure. Grand Theft Auto launched online on October 1st, and they have been hit with numerous issues. We talked about how rapidly they made $1 billion in the first 3 days. They've had huge support. It's just been a real go ahead for them. But they launched their online aspect, which is pre the storyline of Grand Theft Auto V, is how they keep the continuity there. They have had nothing but server issues. A lot of people that never even get into games, that are just waiting forever in the pregame lobbies. The microtransactions, they finally just turned those off because there's too many issues with those. And they say they're working around the clock. We'll see how long it takes them. I'm sure scaling is a huge issue right now. Everyone trying to get online right away. There's so many people that bought the game that Rockstar just can't keep up. Verizon had some issues recently. They had killed off their unlimited data plan a long time ago, and they actually said they were going to push their grandfathered in unlimited data plan users into tiered plans, but there was a glitch in their online system that was allowing a lot of users to keep their unlimited data plans when they upgraded recently, and they will actually be allowing that to stand. So maybe a lot of people got unlimited data that shouldn't have, and it worked out well for them. So they have fixed the problem since then, so if you didn't get it, tough luck. YouTube has announced it will be hosting its very own music award show, maybe making their first foray into some sort of TV type spot. Apparently Eminem and Lady Gaga are both going to play at it. They're going to be streaming it multiple times, and it sounds like multiple locations. But I guess they're just trying different things, and really music videos are a huge on YouTube as it is, so it makes sense that would be their first type of award show by any means. They're not making their own content or anything, so much like MTV, but yeah. Dropbox has had some updates for iOS, and at least for Mac and iOS recently, in the last couple days. They allowed it. They're just trying to get more and more ways for you to store your pictures into them automatically. They have iCloud, iPhoto integration now, where it's uploading directly from there. They have it set so anytime you take a screenshot, you can put it in a certain folder, whether it be a screenshot on your Mac or a screenshot on your iPhone or iPad, but they definitely are trying to get you to use them as your photo needs company, I guess. They launched automatic uploads a while ago for both iOS and Android, and that's what they're doing now. We all know Steve Ballmer is leaving Microsoft. They are looking for a new CEO, but a lot of high-end shareholders think that it's time that they get a new chairman of the board as well, and there's a letter going around petitioning to get rid of Bill Gates as the chairman of Microsoft. I mean, it kind of makes sense. Maybe they need some new vision at the top, just to kind of oversee everything. Maybe they think he's kind of keeping them stuck where they're at. It seems like an interesting move, but we'll see if anything actually comes out of it or if he'll just stay there. In your newest Apple rumors, outside of lots of pictures of new iPads, they're now supposedly getting better cameras. They're talking about 8-megapixel cameras on the back of the new iPad and the iPad mini that will be coming out probably very shortly. I would assume by the end of October they will have at least announced them. Maybe a launch date at the early November, just in time for holiday sales, because that makes sense. Apple has also said that there's a new affix to iMessage coming in an update, both for iOS and Mac, I believe. And they actually pushed out a Mac update today, not to do with iOS, but just in general. So yeah, there's that. And they also got they hired a top cable exec, that's supposedly going to work on a very big project, so more Apple TV news and rumor. I hope it comes soon, because I feel like there's a lot of talk and not a lot of action there. Even an update to the current... I think they don't really need a full-fledged TV. I think they would be good just with their TV they have. They just have to put an SDK on it and let apps for channels. I mean, if they want to work out their own streaming with the cable companies, I mean, that makes sense, but those two things could easily coincide. There was another Apple rumor. We'll come back to it if I remember it. So we talked about the Steam Box last week and the possibility of it coming out. The Steam Controller was announced on Friday, and it definitely looked very odd, almost like an inverted version. Instead of having two joysticks, as most normal controllers do at this point, it was almost like it has two touch screens, basically, but they're like rounded craters. It looks kind of like an owl. It's a very interesting model, and they think it'll take a lot of games that were very keyboard and mouse centric to the level of a console game. So we'll see what happens with that. But just interesting stuff coming out of Steam altogether. And it's an interesting space to watch, for sure. There's a website called Silk Road that the FBI took control of today. Apparently they had been pirating drugs through it. The guy who goes by the name of Dread Pirate Roberts was in charge of Silk Road. It's a pretty big deal. I saw it on a lot of regular news stations today, just about this large drug trafficking scheme that was going through this website. Apparently it was pretty elaborate. Definitely an interesting case, to say the least. Go to read about it if you have a chance. But yeah. And as far as... Twitter announced it's looking for a $1 billion IPO. It filed its S-1 today. There's a lot of numbers coming out about it. They actually aren't profitable yet, which is kind of weird. They're making good money, but they just have not been profitable. They filed their S-1. They have 215 million monthly active users. They pulled in $253.6 million in revenue in the first 6 months of this year, but their net loss is $69.3 million. So although they're bringing in a lot of revenue, they're still not making money. And they say more than 500 million tweets a day flow through them. So we'll see what happens when they launch. They'll be TWTR for Twitter. That's what they'll run at. But they're definitely profitable. Like, their revenue margins are going up every year. So the other Apple news that I thought of was they purchased this app, a smart assistant app called Q. It's actually one that I used. I liked it, but it shut down today. I saw this early this morning. They had shut it down, and so I deleted the app. But apparently Apple bought them for about, what I've seen, $40 million. So I don't know if that number's correct. So I only saw it once, so it might not be accurate. $40 million. But definitely interesting to help make Siri a little better, to help keep them on pace with Google Now, because Google Now is really starting to pull ahead quite a bit. I mean, just the integration level is so much different on Android and Apple, which you've heard us talk about numerous times before, but it'll be interesting to see if they integrate it well or not. Apple also is supposedly already starting work on iOS 8 and 10.10 for their OS 10, and they're looking to launch Mavericks later toward the end of this month, which I hope they do, because I look forward to that. That was a rather short show, but without the conversation, that's what you get. You can always follow us on all of our social media. We're on Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr. You can find us on any of those. You can follow Randy or myself on our personal pages. I am at Mike037, and he is at TheCrant02Ls. You can email us at fans@bleedgeek.com. You can call us 406-794-3357. Let us know what you think, what you want to hear, what you don't want to hear, what your thoughts are about any of that. As always, we appreciate you listening. And with that, I am Mike Earl. Have a good night.